dance because you win. Win because you have danced. If you wait to win before you dance, the devil may keep you waiting forever. Because he knows that if you win, you will dance. So he will frustrate your joy. But dance the win into manifestation. What did I say? Dance the win into manifestation. Praise the winning into manifestation. Don't wait for the emotion to carry out the emotion. Put forth the emotion and the right motion will follow. I'm telling you practical, this is what faith is all about. Jesus gave thanks when the food was not enough. We're going to dance again. But this is what I'm preaching tonight. Your joy, praise, and abundance. The connection between your joy, your praise, and your abundance. Is there any connection? Too much connection. There are many, many quiet and silent things in scripture we don't see. But there is too much connection between your joy, your praise, and your abundance. That is why the devil keeps people depressed, frustrated, unhappy, so that everything around them can dry up. Take your seat. Father, thank you for your word tonight. Let this be a defining day for someone. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' name. Your praise, joy, and your abundance. Psalm 67 and verse 3 all the way to verse 7. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nation upon the earth. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, not another God, our own God shall bless us. And all the ends, God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Somebody say aloud, amen. Your joy, praise, and abundance. Your joy, you know, joy leads to praise. Your joy, praise, and abundance. Our objective this moment is to understand the role of joy and praise in supernatural abundance. The role of joy, the role of praise. In supernatural abundance, the role of joy, the role of praise in financial dominion. Now, the scriptures make it clear that there is a relationship between joy, praise, and supernatural supplies. It's confirmed in scriptures that joyful people are fruitful people. It's confirmed in scriptures that praiseful people are wealthful people. If there's a word like that. I give four examples in scriptures. Number one, Abraham, who was the symbol of the blessing, understood worship. Genesis 22 and in verse 5. Abraham was going to sacrifice his son. And Abraham said to his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Abraham, the symbol of the blessing, understood worship. Number two example, Job. One of the greatest, the wealthiest people in scripture. One of the wealthiest people in scripture. Job was a worshiper, an instrumentalist. In Job chapter 30 verse 31, Job said, my harp also is turned to mourning. That was when his challenges came. And my organ to the voice of them that weep. That is when the devil came against him. He also stopped his worship and stopped his praising. And that prolonged his frustration. That was Job. Example number three, David. David was one of the wealthiest men in the whole of the scripture. If you look at 1 Chronicles chapter 29, and in from verse 1, in fact, if you start from verse 3, David was speaking about how of his proper good. Moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, I have of my own proper good, of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the house, for the holy house. Gold for the things of gold. 3,000 talents of gold, and so on and so forth. He was talking about the level of wealth that he had prepared for the house. David was so wealthy, but Solomon's wealth was so stupendous until we don't talk about the wealth of David. But what's the secret of David? Psalm 34 verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. At all times. Not sometimes. I will praise the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will praise the Lord at all times, continually. Hallelujah. Praise God. He is faithful. He is alive. In Psalm 100 verse 4, David it was who said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. That was David. Psalm 109. And in verse 164, 119-164, seven times a day do I praise thee. Apart from the continual praises, there were deliberate times of praise because of thy righteous judgment. That was David the loaded. He was a symbol of praise. Let us move from David, go to Solomon. Of the many things we know about Solomon, many people did not know the praise and joy dimension of Solomon. Solomon loves praise and loved songs first, to the point where he wrote a whole book on of songs. It's called the Songs of Solomon. The Songs of Solomon. Secondly, Solomon wrote songs. Almost half of the Proverbs he wrote, another one third of it were songs. He wrote songs. In 1 Kings 4:32, Solomon, the richest man that ever lived in his days, probably of all days, he spake 3,000 Proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. That's one over three. For every proverb, every three proverbs, there was one song. And you know the one that blew my mind. Solomon had an orchestra, full orchestra, with singers in the palace. Ecclesiastes 2, 8 and 9. Full orchestra, singers in the palace. He said, I gathered me also silver and gold and the peculiar treasure of kings and of the provinces. I got me men singers and women singers. And he engaged them professionally, paid them. And the delights of the sons of men as musical instruments and that of all sorts. Lead guitar, bass guitar, acoustic guitar, electric guitars. He had the keyboard, the organs, the pianos. He had the violins. He had the tuba. the trombone, the saxophone, the xylophones. He said all manner of instruments were there. He said the delights of the sons of men. That is, his presence was delightsome. You couldn't be depressed and hang around him. If Solomon the wealthiest was Solomon the joyest, what do you want to achieve with depression? If Job himself was an organist, if David was an instrumentalist, a choir director, a singer, a songwriter, and everything, angry with God, angry with man, angry with yourself, where will it lead you? Today is the end. Amen. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. Amen. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. Amen. If you are saying amen, shout the Lord, most amen. If you are saying amen, shout the Lord, most amen. Amen. Give a loud, depression busting shout of victory. He said, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say, rejoice. The time has come where you must know that the possession of joy is a warfare as far as the devil is concerned. Because until the devil takes your joy, he can't keep your things. Whatever the devil took from you, if he has not taken your joy, he can't keep it. He can't keep them. Hallelujah. Somebody say loud, amen. Somebody say loud, amen. And look at the next verse of what we read in Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 9. It said, after, as I gathered all these things, so I was great. It's an equation. So I was great and increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. Also, my wisdom remained in me. Let it go without equivocation, without prevarication, without any trace of oscillation and vacillation. Let it go. That your joy is directly proportional to your supplies. I am deliberately excitable. I've been indoors today. And the one or two times that my wife saw me, she laughed on her way back. She must laugh. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You have to. You have to carry it like a tonic. I walked in today, I saw a climate that is like the climate of the nation. Everything dull. Everybody looking dull. I deliberately decided to wind you up first. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? This is the presence of God. His presence is fullness of joy. Fullness of joy. We can't be in the presence of God and be fullness of sadness, gloominess, and indifference. I know you came from the country here. Hallelujah. But today, something is changing in your life. And if you believe that, say aloud, amen. Let me give you 10 connections, 10 of them, between your joy, praise, and your abundance. What is the connection? Number one, your praise puts pressure on your world to release your increase. Your praise puts pressure on the earth to release your increase. Psalm 67, verse 5 and 6. Let the people praise thee. O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield, means surrender, her increase. Your praise puts your world under pressure. Whenever you are a praiser of God, genuinely, human beings holding what is yours, systems and organizations holding what is yours are put under pressure. He said, then shall the earth yield her increase. Every increase packaged in the earth that is for you is forced into release by your praise. Number two, your praise activates the blessing of the Lord upon your life. It activates the blessing of God upon your life. Praise activates the blessing of God. Activates or releases the blessing of God on the life of the child of God. Where we read, he said, let the people praise thee. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. Do you want God to bless you? Praise him. Do you want, whether the devil likes it or not, whether the witches, the wizards like it or not, whether the ancestral curses of your father's house like it or not, whether people hate you or not, praise him. The more you praise you, praise him, the more he blesses you, the more he blesses you, the more they hate you, the more they hate you, the more you praise him. Hey! That's why I dance like a baby. You are just wasting your life hating me. Because the blessing hasn't started. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! The blessing has not started. When we were going for London conference last year, we were going with two planes from Nigeria. Church paid for none of it. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? One of them had a slight technical issue and packed. Was that in Mauritania or Algeria? The first one that went, turned back and picked the people and took them back. Like town service. Like 3 or 4 hours. Let the people praise thee. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield, surrender. And God, our own God, shall bless us. For as long as hatred will not stop your praise, it cannot stop your blessing. Amen. And what is the blessing of God? Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. So your praise will activate the blessing. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. And he addeth no sorrow with it. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. Make it rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. And so praise activates, releases the blessing of God upon the life of the child of God. Number three, praise activates divine inspiration and direction for supernatural supplies. Praise activates divine inspiration and divine direction for supernatural supplies. That is, there is a way you will praise God and worship him. that he will show you what to do to arrive at supplies. In 2 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 15, the people of God were in the middle of battle and there was no supply. Elisha said, bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass when the minstrel played that the hand of the Lord came upon him. And then he began to hear the voice of God. Keep going. Keep going. And he said, thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus saith the Lord, you shall not see wind. You will not see rain, but this valley shall be filled with water. Hey! That ye may drink, both you and your cattle and your beasts. There is somebody here tonight. As we praise tonight, overnight, in the dream of the night, God is going to show you a revelation, a direction that will bring you out of your frustration, that will bring you out of your deprivation, that will bring you out of your scarcity. If you believe that, shout the Lord and say amen. Lift your hands and say, Father, give me direction. Give me inspiration on the way out. Now. How many of you know that just one word from God can change your world? Master, I have toiled all night. I caught nothing. He said, but launch your net to the deep. And as he did that, a multitude of fishes. It's not by power, it's not by might. It is by the Spirit of the Lord. Am I communicating at all? Just one direction, one revelation. Remove your money from here, put it here. Look at this kind of business line, follow it. Just take this route. Disconnect from this kind of business partnership. Start this line of business. Just one revelation. Just one light is enough. And your praise can activate that. When we praise tonight, do that with that in mind. Solomon was a man of great inspiration. So he was a man of great abundance. Jacob saw revelations that made him to paint wood before the flock of Laban. And he transferred the animals of Laban. Literally transferred the wealth of Laban at the frequency of inspiration. I speak to someone here today. The inspiration that will usher you into supernatural supplies is coming your way. Say loud, amen. We came to this ground by inspiration. Take your seat. Many things that God has done in our lives, still doing, are the frequency of inspiration. Praise activates divine inspiration and direction unto supernatural supplies. Why is what you are hearing important? Because faith comes by hearing. Because you can praise God for donkey years without expecting any of this. Without expecting it to happen. And where there is no expectation, there can be no manifestation. So you can praise with expectation and then see the corresponding manifestation. Somebody say amen. Number four, praise your joy. Alright, let me deal with this first. Praise releases the seeds of greatness and increase in the life of the child of God. It releases seeds of greatness and increase. Seeds of greatness and increase. Seeds of greatness and increase. Seeds. There is something about your praise that destroys smallness from your life. That destroys decrease from your life. We read it already about Ecclesiastes, just that you didn't connect it. Look at now, we're going to read it in a straight line. Ecclesiastes 2, 8 and 9. Ecclesiastes 2, 8 and 9. He said, I gathered me also silver and gold and the peculiar treasure of kings. And of the provinces, I got me men singers and women singers and the delights of the sons of men as musical instruments and that of all sorts. Verse 9. So, what is the meaning of that? As a result of this, I was great and increased. As a result of this, I was graced and I increased. I was big. But when I did this dimension of praise and made this orchestra, it shifted me. I haven't finished. Verse 9. I was great and increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. Also, my wisdom remained with me. Somebody says, so I was great. So I am great. Say, I'm going to do some things that will shift me to greatness and shift me to increase. See, I have seen some level, but I'm about to see a higher level of greatness and increase because of what I will do. Hallelujah. Did you see that revelational equation? I did this. So, Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 19 and 21. The book of Jerry. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply them, and they shall not be few, and I will glorify them, and they shall not be small. Verse 21. And their nobles shall be of themselves, and their governors shall proceed from the midst of them. Out of their midst, they shall, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. That is why some of the greatest people in this generation, they are coming out of this commission. Some of the greatest people in this nation are coming out of here. Why? Because of the extent of our praise, which we are still shifting. And their governors, their nobles shall be of themselves. And governors shall proceed from them. Why? Because verse 19 happened. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. That is why the devil is fighting your praise, because he wants to fight your greatness. He's fighting your joy, because he wants to fight your nobility. He wants you to remain at the same level with your family members. He wants you to remain at the same level with your villagers. Somebody say, no way. Somebody say, no way. Somebody shout, no way. Lift your hands and say, in the name of Jesus. 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 No devil shall fight my praise. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. Is somebody getting anything here at all? That was number one. Number five now. So, seats of greatness. Number five, your joy and praise. Joy and praise irrigate the seed unto productivity and increase. Joy and praise irrigate the seed. You know that seed you sow, that offering you gave, that the tithes, and all your givings, the crusades, the sacrifices you do, they need to be watered. Their irrigation is joy. Their irrigation is praise. Joel chapter 1 and in verse 11 and in verse 12. Joel 1, 11 and 12, he said, be ye ashamed, O ye husbandmen, thou, O ye vine dressers, for the wheat and for the barley, because the harvest of the field is perished. The vine is dried up, and the fig tree languisheth. The pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, the apple tree, even all the trees of the field are withered. Why? What is the thing that makes things to wither? No water, drought, because joy is withered. So joy is the watering. Joy is the irrigation. Water your life with joy. Water your effort with joy. Irrigate your sowing with praise. There are very good sowers, but bad waterers. The man who just sowed is the same man complaining about the country. Is the same person murmuring about everything. So everything dried up. Dried up. Everything dried up. covenant people don't know dry season. Did you hear what I just said? Covenant people don't know drought. That is what makes the devils from devils want to kill themselves. They can't understand the workings of the kingdom. My God shall supply all your needs. Not according to the economy of your nation, but according to the riches, his riches. Glory. Somebody say amen. In the course of this construction, dollar moved from 190. 190 naira to $1. Moved to almost 600 while this building was going on. Almost 600 then. Not naira, it's 1,000. Almost 600 then. 600, 700. That is construction cost tripling. And you are buying things in foreign currency, in dollars. And construction did not stop. Not one day. And it finished. It concluded. Am I communicating at all? The economy changed, but the kingdom didn't change. And you did not plan for the change before you started the building. You didn't plan for it. You didn't calculate for it. Am I communicating at all? Let us just follow kingdom principles. Follow the principles of the kingdom. Just follow God rigidly. We started teaching some things on Sunday. Don't miss the part two of coming Sunday. That after you have done your kingdom practices, these are things to do practically in the business realm. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I shall irrigate. I shall water my life with praise. Can I tell you? Let me tell you. Don't be angry. If you don't know how to rejoice, you don't know how to celebrate, you don't know how to be happy, you will get older than your age in a hurry. If you know joy, you know praise, you know celebration, every new year is as if minus one from your age. Many years ago, I met a white man in Warri Airport. I think he's from America. He said, so who are you? We introduced ourselves. He liked me just on the spot. What do you do? I say, I'm a minister of the gospel, pastor. I say, really? For how long? I say, for 20 years. Then. He said, are you saying you are 20 years old? He couldn't believe that this tiny looking man here, boy, at that time, is saying he has been working in ministry for 20 years. See, are you saying you are 20 years old? About 3 years ago, my wife and I appeared in London. We're wearing traditional dress, the kind of dress we wear at times at Commanded Him in our prayer. And one white man and his wife saw us. Whoa! When was your wedding? You newly married, right? At that time, people that have been married for over 27 years. Yes, he said, we're newly married for 27 years. He said, what? He wasn't, he says, are you something I'm trying to do or something like honeymoon or something? You just newly married, isn't it? When was your wedding? We laughed with ourselves and laughed. He was wondering. I said, yes, we're newly married for about 27 years now. That kind of things we have seen here and there. I announce to you today, your life shall not dry up because of depression. Your resources shall not dry up because of depression. Your health shall not dry up because of depression. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Lift your hands and say, I shall irrigate my life with joy and praise. No devil can succeed in getting me depressed. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. Is somebody getting anything here tonight? Number six, praise releases the power to be raised from the low places, in bracket of scarcity, to the high places, in bracket of abundance. Praise releases the power to be raised. It just pulls you up. Why did I say so? Releases the power to be raised from the low places to the high places. Why did I say so? Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 to verse 19 is a familiar scripture. And he said, although the fig tree shall not blossom, that is, things are not working around me, neither shall the fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. Now, you saw the description of verse 17. How bad the situation was. Is it as bad as it is? In my shop now, I don't even have stock anymore. Nothing to sell. I don't know what happened to my investments. I don't know what's going on. He said, but yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. And when I have done that, the Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like hinds' feet. And he will make me to walk upon my high places. Somebody say amen. Are you ready for just this line? If your situation will not keep you down, your celebration will take you up. If you don't allow your situation to down you, to keep you down, to keep you depressed, your celebration of God will take you up. One thing the devil wants to do is to make sure that your situation keeps you in the valley. He said, but if I will praise God, the Lord will cause me to walk in the high places. Now, when we say high places, it's okay. But the Bible gives us what to expect at the high places. Deuteronomy 32, verse 13 to verse 14. If my praise takes me to the high places, what do I expect there? Explosion. He said, he made him to ride on the high places of the earth. That is where praise is taking me to. That he might make it the increase of the fields. Do you see the equation? Keep that scripture there. The fig tree is not blossoming. The labor of the olive perish. There's no fruit in the vine. I am praising the Lord. The Lord take me to the high places despite the scarcity. When I arrive at the high places, he makes me to eat the increase of the fields. So my praise has changed something. He made me to suck honey out of rock. How do you get honey out of hot rock? Sweet out of dry grounds, out of unexpected quarters. Oil out of flinty rock. Verse 14. Butter of kine and milk of sheep with the fat of lambs and the rams of the breed of Bashan and goats with the fat of kidneys of wheat. And thou didst drink the pure blood of the grape. That is pure, fresh grape. What is causing that to happen? There was scarcity. I decided to praise. My praise pulls me up to my high places. This is called revelational equation. The praise takes me to my high places. What do I expect at my high places? This is what I expect. Am I communicating at all? And every time there is a revelation, it is designed for a revolution. Every time. Now, this is a revelational equation that is designed for the revolution of somebody. So you can deliberately anchor on this. Lord, things don't appear good, but I'm going to do what the scripture said. I am going to praise you. And the praise will take me to my high places. And my high places will cause me to see abundance. What else do I see in my high places? Isaiah 58, 14. It's the same thing. He said, thou shalt delight thyself in the Lord. Probably through your praise. And I will cause you to ride upon the high place of the earth and feed you with the heritage, the inheritance of Jacob, your father. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. When you are catapulted to your high places, you are connected to the inheritance of your fathers. The heritage. What is the heritage? Abraham, Isaac, Jacob is a generational blessing heritage. Somebody is stepping there. That amen can be better. That amen can be better. That amen can be better. That amen can be louder. Everybody going to the high places, shout the Lord and say amen. Are you ready to get two or three more? Anybody blessed so far? Is it okay if I stop here? We should finish it. So what number are we? What number are we going? Seven. Praise fertilizes our resources. Praise is fertilization of resources unto multiplication and increase. The other time I said irrigation, that is watering. This time I'm talking about fertilization, fertilizer. Praise is the fertilization of resources unto multiplication. Five loaves and two fishes were not enough. John chapter 6, verse 9 to verse 12. They were not enough. There is a lad here which has five barley loaves, two small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was so much grass in the place. So the men sat down. In number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves. And when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples. And the disciples to them that were set down. Likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. And they gathered 12 baskets. He just, Baruch Hashem Adonai. He blessed the bread, released the blessing upon the loaves. That was fertilization. What you have is not enough until you praise. What you have, what is in your hands, may not be enough until you praise. But not after you have praised. It may not be enough before you praised. But it will be more than enough after you have praised. That was what we saw. Please don't play with praise. This is not. Some people look at us as if we are. What are these children doing? Children. That man is just dancing like a baby. That was how David danced like a baby. We are not playing. We are not joking. It's not. It's not entertainment. It's reality. One of the things that God, I was talking to my wife today. One of the things that God did for us is to give us depth. Depth in Him from early. By the time you pass through SU, FCS, Deeper Life, and pass through all those kind of things, and have solemn assemblies, and have several of these dealings, teachings on debt to self. And then, by the time you finish with that, it then teaches you practical secrets of supernatural abundance. So that you can have prosperity with humility. You can have means with sense. You can have power, spiritual power, miracle power, financial power, and every form of power under control. Without a braggadocious, boastful disposition. Somebody who worked with Archbishop Itahosa, grew up with him since the 70s. Very, very close in his close cycle. Called me up yesterday. He said, "Thank you, sir, for what you are representing in the body of Christ." He said, "After Mama Itahosa, which is the mother of his father, he said, you are my mentor." See, it's almost 70 years now. And he wants to follow me for every crusade. He said, "Not for money, I have money. Not for pay, not for anything." He said, "Thank you for doing." See, everything Papa did is what you are doing now. Going everywhere where others won't go. He said, "But what has amazed me is that you have done all of this with no sense of arrogance. With just head down." He said, "Nobody can believe the things happening around you if they come near you and see you." Do you understand what I'm saying? Dealing. Far before stepping into ministry. There are those who have two extremes. They got born again yesterday and got financial prosperity secrets. They have a lot of money, no respect for anybody. Shoulder rise. Raise. There are those who are so deep and so holy that they believe if you touch money, you are going to hell. So they remain in poverty. Are you following what I'm saying here today? And God showed us in Job that both is possible. He was a man upright, eschewed evil, feared God above all, and was the greatest of all the men of the East. Upright, the first verse, he was upright. Perfect. How God will say a man is perfect. Upright, feared God, hated evil, which means he won't collect and he won't give bribe. And then in verse 3, he's telling us that he was the richest of everybody in his generation. Despite such strictness. So the combination is possible. And that is what God is doing in the life of somebody here tonight. If you are that one, shout the loudest amen. If you are that one, shout the loudest amen. If you are that one, shout the loudest amen. If you are getting there, shout the loudest amen. Let's round up so we can have dance time and praise time. And so number 8. Praise activates divine favor. And divine favor attracts supernatural supplies. Divine favor and brings supernatural supplies. Acts 2:47 said, they were praising God and having favor. They were not praising God and lacking favor. They were praising God and having favor. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Praising God, having favor. Praising God, having favor. Praising God, having favor. Praising God, having favor. You cannot praise God and lack favor. And when favor comes, possession comes. Somebody say, praise brings favor. And favor brings possession. Look at Psalm 44 and in verse 3. Psalm 44 verse 3. Everybody read together. One, two, go. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but by thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast a favor unto them. Thou hast a favor unto them. Thou hast a favor unto them. Beloved brothers and sisters, praise brings favor, and favor brings possession. I speak today and I declare for somebody, your possession is here in Jesus' name. Deuteronomy 33 and in verse 23, he said, and of Naphtali he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor, what will happen to you? You will be full of the blessing of the Lord, and you will possess the west and the south. When favor comes upon you, you become satisfied. Once you praise, favor comes. When favor comes, the blessing comes, and possession happens naturally. Is it making sense to you? Why is this so? Many of us have praised and danced, and all you got was sweating. You didn't get the favor because you don't know that you are to get it. The secret things revealed belong to God, but the things that are revealed belong to us. So if it must belong to you, it must be revealed to you. What you know determines what you show. Knowledge determines knowledge. Hallelujah. But somebody here, tonight's praise is going to do something different to you. And it's going to produce your favor. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Say, I receive favor tonight. Number nine, and then one more, we are done. Number nine, joy is the sequel of the harvest. It's a harvest instrument. You see how joy and praise, how important they are. You sowed your seed, you watered it with joy. You sowed the seed, you fertilize it with praise. Then when the harvest is ripe, you reap it again with joy. You bring the harvest home with joy. It's the sequel. Psalm 126 verse 5. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. You bring home the harvest with your joy. You reap with joy. Without joy, you can't reap. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 3b. It says the joy according to joy in harvest. If it is harvest time, there must be joy. If there is no joy, you are not in harvest yet. You want to see harvest, release joy, release praise. Many people, their harvest came and their harvest wasted because they were dry of joy and dry of praise. Maybe that is why we harvest all the time. Because if in Afghanistan, we are jumping. In Maiduguri, we are jumping. In Pakistan. Don't be afraid. Pakistan. It's okay. In Pakistan. What? One woman said to me, she said, and mommy is busy following you everywhere. She said, if it is some of us who say, sir, the Lord go with you. And the Lord bless you. We are sure that you will go and come back in safety. We'll see you when you are back, sir. See you when you are back, sir. With all due respect, see you when you are back, sir. Respect will be extra. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's Pakistan I mentioned. There is a place they are calling us from today, but I won't mention it yet. The prime minister of the country and their executive, they are calling us to come to their country. It's a similar place. My wife spoke with them too. I won't mention it yet. It's a similar place. Hallelujah. We are praising. We are celebrating. We are rejoicing. And the harvest is coming. Finally, number 10. So praise, joy is the sequel of harvest. Number 10, joy is secret of supernatural strength. And strength is key to wealth. Scripture established it. Joy is key to supernatural strength. It's secret of supernatural strength. And strength is key to wealth, according to Scripture. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10b. It said, "For the joy of the Lord is your strength." The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And what will strength do? Proverbs 11:16. A gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men, they conquer riches. They retain riches. Deuteronomy 8:18. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he that giveth you power or strength to get wealth. Praise imparts you strength, and strength makes you conquer. That is, there is a tenacity that says, failure can't defeat me. Poverty can't win me. There is an aggressiveness, a preciousness. Do you know the meaning? Kakrakarity. Like Iroko. That makes you take delivery. Not by snatching as an arm robber. Or a kidnapper's nonsense, useless life. But there is a mental strength, an emotional strength, a physiological strength, a physical and strength, a spiritual strength that defeats the forces of hell that wants to make you poor. There is strength all around. You are not lazy. You are not lethargic. You are not slothful. You are not laid back. Your mind is not dull. It's strong. You are wise. Wise in the mind, strong in the mind. So all manner of strengths multiply together. You conquer, you retain, you maintain. My father, earthly father, started business as a young man, 18 years. He said in those days, he'd go to Onisha, trade, come to Otupo. He said at that time it was impossible for thief to collect his things. You can't. That's physical strength. You can't. That is in the physical. How much more you combine spiritual strength? Strength in wisdom. Strength in emotion. That is, you lost in an investment. You don't die with a loss. You stand up. I'll get it back. I'll get it again. I was the one who made the first money. I'll make another one. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You just have such a ruggedity. You refuse to be defeatable. You are indefatigable, irrepressible, unsuppressible, unfightable. Moving like Ogunigwe mine. Ogunigwe. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Today, I announce to somebody that what you just heard about, you will see the results in your life. How many of us are ready to fight depression? How many of us are ready to fight murmuring and complaining? How many of us are ready to fight grumbling? How many of us are rising up today and you say, in the name of Jesus, I won't be tied down? Take your seat 2 minutes and then we shall praise. This is my counsel. Number one, avoid by all means the spirit and spell of depression and murmuring. Avoid by all means the spirit or the spell of depression, of murmuring, under any circumstance. Avoid it. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 10. He said, neither murmur ye as some of them also murmured. And we are destroyed of the destroyer. Don't let the devil destroy your substance. Don't let the devil destroy your supplies. Avoid by all means the spirit and the spell of murmuring and depression. And number two, determine to be deliberate and intentional with your joy and praise. Determine to be deliberate and intentional. That is, don't wait for anybody or anything to make you happy. Don't wait. He said, rejoice in the Lord. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Again, I say unto you, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. Always. That is a decision you made. It wasn't a gift. It was not tied to any circumstance. On your own. You need the automaticity. Automaticity. Intrinsic automaticity of joy. Let it be wired inside you. Wired. Rejoice in the Lord. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 18. He said, I will rejoice. That is a decision. Things are not working, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. Not in my car, not in my house. Husband decide to walk away. When I have done my best, I will rejoice in the Lord. I want to marry the girl. She says he doesn't want to marry me. I won't die. Many years ago, I knew a guy who wanted to commit suicide. A guy, because the girl said he won't marry him. Thank God he survived. Thank God. Otherwise, he would have been reporting to God the secret of his stupidity. Am I communicating at all? Anybody who wants to walk out of your life and you have done what you can and they still want to walk, let them go. Bye. If the brook dry, don't die with the brook. Wait for divine instruction for the next level. Move to the widow of Zarephath. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? Just make up your mind. Don't just make up your mind. Somebody came and told me one day how somebody misbehaved. And I told him, I said, it's all right. He wanted me to be shocked. I said, no human action shocks me. I've come to the point. If you say God misbehaved, I will be shocked. Hallelujah. Am I communicating at all? If the devil show you reason to be sad, show him reason to be happy. Don't focus on what you lack. Focus on what you have. You have life. Right? Your billionaire friend who is dead now, who between you and him, who is better? To him that is joined to the living, there is hope. A living dog is better than a dead lion. A living tenant is better than a dead landlord.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
A living subordinate, living employee is better than a dead boss. A living driver is better than a dead car owner. Do you know the meaning of that? Whatever it is you lack, if you have life, you have too much. Any of all the things you lack can come. But do you see any dead woman praying for a husband? Do you see any dead man pray for government employment? But you can pray because you are alive. Stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. Just give the devil a knockout and just also protect your joy. If there is anybody who sends you messages that are bad messages, tell them you don't need a message. Or discontinue from receiving their messages. You know how to discontinue. I didn't say anything. No. That is why these days, access denied. These days, there are, including email, now you can deny access. Everything. It's not compulsory. You are your heart. Nobody can protect your heart for you like you. Nobody can protect your joy like you. Anything that is not adding to your joy, delete it, take it out. This social media is one of the most demonic devils of our generation. Right? WhatsApp, all manner of messages are flying. They'll send you one. How somebody killed somebody, cut off somebody's neck. And somebody wants you to watch it. And then you watch it and then your mind remains normal. It scatter your mind for a while first. Before you readjust yourself back, they send you another one. Somebody told me, something, this is so terrible. Can I send it to you? I said, no way. Thanks. No, thanks. I am rugged, I am brutal, but I have too much to do with my mind. The same mind that you need to orchestrate progress and envision and picture the future is that same mind that you are using to meditate on distractions and try to. One day, the first time that this terrorism thing around 2014 started afresh, they sent a video. I watched that video. I couldn't recover for almost 3 days. Full of compassion. Is it human head they took off just like goat? I couldn't. I couldn't. From that day, I want to send me this. Keep it. Just shield your joy. Anything they said behind you that they didn't say to you is not necessary for you to hear. If it's important, let them say to you. Somebody comes and says, people are bad. Oh. See what that sister has been saying against you. See what that brother. You said, really? God bless you. So we'll see later. Eh? So what did they say? Say you are terrible. Say your father was a thief. Say, me? You can talk against me, but you talk against my father, I finish you. Where is... Forget. I'm on my way. I'm on my way to destiny. I'm on my way to the promised land. To the highway. To the Red Sea, created by the Lord Most High. I'm on my way to the Red Sea. I'm on my way to the Promised Land. To the highway, to the Red Sea, created by. Oh Lord, you brought me out. Oh Lord, you brought me out. God, you take me. You never brought me out. To lead me away. From my captivity into my destiny. You brought me out. God, you take me. Oh Lord, you brought me out. Oh Lord, you brought me out. Oh Clap and a shout of praise. How many of you are blessed tonight? Do you believe in prophetic word? Alright, let's go to the 10 things that your praise will do for you. Then I'll say something. What is your praise going to do for you? Media, you can place it on the screen. Number one, your praise puts pressure on your world to release your increase. Number two, your praise activates, releases the blessing of God upon your life, the life of the child of God. Number three, praise activates divine inspiration and direction for supernatural supplies. Number four, praise releases seeds of greatness. That one excites me the most. Just be faithful in praising and thanking. You can't be small. Your children can't be small. Number five, your praise and your joy and praise irrigate your seed unto productivity and increase. Number six, praise releases the power to be raised from the low places of scarcity to the high places of abundance. And you saw what we can find in the high places. Number seven, praise is the fertilization of resources unto multiplication and increase. Number eight, praise activates divine favor, and divine favor attracts supernatural supplies. Number nine, praise, your joy is the sickle of the harvest. And number ten, joy is the secret of supernatural strength, and strength is key to wealth. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a praise. And I said to you, whatever you do, two counsels. Number one, avoid by all means the spirit and spell of murmuring and depression. And number two, determine to be deliberate and intentional with your joy and praise. There are times you just turn on. Papa Yedeba told me a few days ago. He said, don't assume praise. Praise the praise. You see, all this is happening. You went to Maiduguri. You went to Pakistan. This and that. It's not by your power. It's not by your strength. Confirm to God that you are grateful. He told me what I already do. He said, there are times in your room, in your house, you are dancing. No drum. No instrument. God is who you are praising. And I want you to do that. Tonight, tomorrow, under the next 24 hours, even if it's a 30 minutes praise, with or without instrument, thank God we have praise albums like Ogayolo, we have them, the album 10, Ola, 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 all those ones. We have a couple of things. So just on it on. Auto reverse can set your alarm clock 30 minutes dance, 45, 1 hour, dance, sweat. Lord, just to let you know, I'm appreciative. If for nothing, the gift of life. And I can assure you, under 24 hours, there are people here today. What I preach shall be evidence in your life. Under 48 hours, under 7 days, it shall be evident in your life. I want us to take 8 minutes. We shall gaiolize. And then also, scream a lay. And then take it from there. When the dance is heated and you cannot remain where you are, feel free to step the aisle or the front. But don't pretend just to run forward. The aircraft does not take off until it is no longer comfortable on the ground. You got what I mean? It doesn't just start like this. It goes on the ground first. When the speed is too much for ground. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is how this matter shall be. Don't run out urgently. Dance until where you are can no longer contain you. That is how this matter shall be. If you see anybody dancing, just gingerly, and he's trying to run. I say, remain first. You are still comfortable here. your speed is not enough to take off yet. You can still remain here. Here is still enough for you.
Neither should anybody come forward and then just be moping at other people. That one is not even a plane yet. It's a taxi. It's Uber. Just remain.
It's still loading.
Hallelujah! 8 minutes. We are going to exceed our time a bit. Little bit, but it's alright. 8 minutes. Help me walk to 7 people. Tell them, praise your way to the high places. Praise your way to your high places. Praise!
Oh,
Jesus Christ.